Welcome to Off the Record, everyone. This is the end cap, if you will, of my reflection on 2020 that I did for the Andres Segovia show. And I mentioned that there is the ugly, or at least the ugliest of the ugly, that I didn't address in that video that I wanted to address here for part of my frustration of why this year has been unlike any other in terms of our relationship between Americans. Because some people will point to the current administration that's on its way out as the reason for the division, when in fact, it was the previous administration that did the dividing. And if you don't believe that, that's because you've been too busy being lied to by the mainstream media, the source of all the division. They're the ones that continuously lie to your face. They pretend to be objective news and journalism, and they haven't done that for decades. All they've had is an agenda to push down your throats and to destroy the political opposition, which now, without shame, they intend to re-educate in some way because they believe they will amass the power to do so, to silence the opposition, to confine those that do not adhere to their political persuasion or their ideology or their dogma, whatever it is, because they are, in one way or another, a religion in of it itself. They follow the religion of green. And they've done a successful job at manipulating you into thinking that all of this has been Trump's fault. In fact, everything that happened before the Trump administration is also Trump's fault, according to them. That is the extent and depravity of Trump derangement syndrome. The ugly this year has been the stoking of all this division, of all this hate and fear-mongering done by the mainstream media. Why? It's not just because they hate Trump because he doesn't fall in line with them. It's the political establishment, the elites, and what is also known as the deep state that's been behind all this to destroy an individual that has done more to benefit you than you would even give him credit for. The same media that said he will need a miracle to have a vaccine, now there's two. And they, some of them begrudgingly had to give him some credit. For the same media to be praising the stimulus 2.0 package of $600 to Americans, which adds up to about $200 million or $200 billion for Americans and $700 billion for out of the country, that tells you something's wrong. He wants more for you, but he also wants you to be able to go to work. But according to the media, he wants you to go kill grandma. He wants you to die from a virus that has a 99.7% survival rate. Where are we now? That was before the vaccine? Folks, that has been the ugly. The ugly has been the success of the media and social media to stoke the flames of division, the flames of hate, to pit us against one another, to build these narratives that never were and suddenly say that they're prominent. If we did have systemic racial injustice in place, why did the first black president do nothing about it? Black Lives Matter started under Obama, not under Trump. But we're led to believe more white people were upset that a white woman might be president, so they came out in droves to vote for Trump. But they were okay with a black man being president twice, that he got record number of votes. You're supposed to believe that because the media told you. And now they want you to believe that some way, somehow, more than 13 million people that were not registered to vote voted for Biden and that he won and is the most beloved president ever, despite losing every single primary until it was him for the taking. I'm not going to talk about the election irregularities in this episode. That's been election groundhog day for you. I'm only reflecting on what's made it ugly. The mainstream media, with the help of big tech, Mark Zuckerberg poured $400 million into a lot of this voting irregularity stuff. And Jack Dorsey's Twitter made sure to block the true information of getting out there that could affect the outcome of the election. And they rigged it 4 years ago. In the tech side. And to some extent, the Democrat machine really pulled in thereafter. And now, the Republican establishment, the AKA Never Trumpers, are the ones that are covering up with the Dems. All in all, everyone is on the payroll of the Chinese Communist Party. And that is what's at stake. That is why fighting election fraud is so important. And even if Trump doesn't get to have his day in court because the courts won't even look at this, or he's lost over 60 cases, he didn't lose a case when a case wasn't heard. When judges don't want to look at it. Like, here's the evidence. Yeah, but I don't want to look at it. That is not losing a case. That is flagrant dishonesty and injustice by a justice system that's supposed to be there as a check and balance for these very things. That's their purpose. And they're not doing their job that they were appointed to do. They swore an oath to. And now we find ourselves as the most divided ever. But because the Democrats and the media believe that they got their win, now they call for unity. But at the same time, want 75 million Americans separated, re-educated, confined, limited, or marked in some way to make sure that we know who supported President Trump. That is the ugly that has been this year. If you want to look at the common denominator for everything that has gone wrong this year, it is not Trump. It has been the mainstream media, helped in large part by big tech. So that has been the ugliest of the ugly for why this year has been a disappointment in that sense, but also incredible in that they could no longer hide their hate. They were full-throated, raging, and yelling. And they have finally been called out. For the longest time, it was said from those in my social circle that Andres, bias against conservatism, that's just your opinion. The war against Christianity, that's just your opinion. I give you Exhibit A, the very exhibit I've been telling you about for nearly two decades that has come to fruition. They shed the mask and now are in your face telling you straight up. The very media that protected one of the most corrupt administrations in recent history, the Obama administration, that very media, the one that spent 4 years trying to destroy the new administration, is the one that has no regard for your interests. They have been after you as long as they could, because in their version of utopia, you have no rights, you have no freedoms. You are at the mercy of big government. And if we're not careful, from here on out, they will have their way. So that's what I wanted to leave you with for 2020. 2021 is literally the years of resistance. Whether or not Trump remains, because it's still to be seen. The election's not over. As of this video, it's still not over. But 2021 is already the year of resistance against tyranny, against authoritarianism, against totalitarianism. Take your pick. They are after your rights. And I hate to even see it from that perspective, but unfortunately, it is. It's no longer wait and see. The communists think this is the striking blow against the United States, the beacon of liberty, a shining light of freedom that's flickering in a dark world, and it's about to be snuffed out. It's easy to be a communist in a free country. Try being a free person in a communist country. That's it for this one. Thank you so much for watching and joining me on Off the Record this year. We'll see how many more episodes are going to pop up in 2021. And if a certain direction takes hold, you might see a lot more of this. But anyway, thank you so much for at least tuning into this one too. I've done this for you. To tell you straight up what's going on. To make sense of the senseless. To be sane in the insanity. And be calm among the calamity. I'm going to make that like a closing statement of mine. We'll see. Anyway, thank you so much. I wouldn't do this without you. And I wish you a happy new year. See you on the next one.